Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast for today. Today is part two of a special three-part interview we're doing with Apostle Ken and Pastor Sheila Giles from the Lincoln Bible Church in Houston, Texas. They have not just their church ministry, but they have a unique nationwide and actually worldwide ministry of marriage and family counseling. And you can become certified through their program to do this. And we've been talking about this program as well as their book. Their book is called Prayer, Marriage, and the Leadership Roles of the Husband and Wife, which goes hand in hand with this certification and marriage counseling program that we are discussing in detail during this series of interviews. Now, we're going to start off part two by talking with Pastor Sheila Giles about the marriage inventory worksheet and evaluation program, and she's explaining how that ties in to everything that we're doing, or everything I should say they are doing. I'm just interviewing them, praise God. But this is a three-part series you do not want to miss any of these interviews. And if you missed yesterday's interview, go back and catch up, because we are going through this and I do not have time to recover a lot of information from yesterday. We're backing up just a little bit just to give some continuity to the interviews here. But you need to go back and listen to yesterday's interview and then come back and continue to listen here. And don't forget to come back tomorrow. Now, I'm going to start right off. We're going right to Pastor Sheila Giles, and she's going to be discussing this, and I'll come back at the end.
The Marriage and Family Christian Inventory Assessment is a powerful tool that we use when we're counseling premarital and those that are already married, marriage counseling. And basically, you know, to wrap it up, it is basically a tool that gauges the marriage and the family compared to the Word of God. How well is the marriage lined up according to the Word of God? And what we're finding is very successful. What we're finding is that many people have not been taught or have not witnessed a quote Christian, biblically based marriage. And when they see it in the Word, now we're talking about Christian marriage and family counseling. That's what we do. And when they see it in the Word, so the first thing that's established is whether or not we have two Christians in a marriage, because otherwise it's not a Christian marriage.
Right.
And when they see the Word of God and they see where they're off, we've seen them just line up. Because it is the Word of God. And we've seen the family change, the household, just the atmosphere of the household has changed. And even today, we have couples that we've counseled, you know, 2 and 3 years ago. They're still in touch with us, letting us know how they're doing, that they're doing well, that their family, their marriage is doing well. It's, you know, supporting. And that's basically what I wanted to say about it. I'm excited about this tool because it's very powerful. And when we train, we introduce this tool, and everyone that goes through the training program has this tool to counsel with. It's a great guide, great biblical guide.
Amen. How many sessions are involved in the premarital counseling or the marriage counseling?
It depends on the couple. It depends on the situation. Yeah, it can go from one we've seen transformation right before our eyes.
Amen.
Just because, you know, the Word of God heals. The scripture says that He sent His Word to heal their disease. disease and deliver them from all their destruction. So when they begin to hear the word of God, it's like, wow, I didn't know. Mm. We have God that come in that didn't know that they were valued, that God placed them in their leadership role. Mm-hmm. And then the woman of God, when she hears that, she understands that, you know, she has a leadership role as well.
Amen.
The power that the God has given her, the power to undergird this man of God, and that without her, he can't follow out. He can't follow through with what God has given him. Yeah. Without her leadership.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Yeah. The sessions can. It depends on the situation.
Okay. Now, you guys also train others to do Christian marriage counseling, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And anyone can sign up for this and take the training via online access, if I'm right. And what topics do you cover? And about how long is the certification process?
The certification process is 14 weeks that we have outlined. And, of course, we do on-site as well as online training. Our preference, of course, is to be able to do it on site, but there became such a need and a demand. We were getting, you know, requests from around the country and around the world for that matter. And so it kind of really positioned us to put something together that can be effective. And as of any study, whether on site or online, a person, and we emphasize this and walk individuals through it, if you will, that you're only going to get out of it what you put in it. And we're not interested in certifying people who are not serious about God and his word and about being used in that capacity. Hmm. And also to safeguard the certification process, we have a final exam that they've got to score. They're only allowed a minimum score of 85. If they do not pass that score, then they do not get certified. And but the way that the course is structured, whether on site or, you know, online, if an individual follows the instructions that we've given them and study the material and they're serious about it, they'll have no problem becoming certified because, you know, the word of God is there outlined for them.
Amen. Is there a requirement to have a husband and wife team, or can just the pastor take it? You know, can he wants to institute it at his church, or how does that work?
Well, we there's not a requirement that it has to be the husband and the wife. We've got, because you've got different individuals. For example, we have women that have taken this who are ministering at women's shelters or who minister to women in the church, you know, or different places in the community. But we also have couples that take it. One couple in particular that we had take it, both of them were ministers of the gospel. And they told us coming in, they said, we're taking this for two reasons, help us and help other people. And so,
well, those two good reasons right there.
Yeah, there it is. You know, so it was amazing what God did in their lives. They did not. Now, these people were both laboring faithfully for the Lord. They loved the Lord. They loved each other, but there were just some things that were not properly aligned with God and his word. And the word of God brought about, you know, that healing and that alignment. And I mean, those people, my goodness, they told the whole world. We were flooded with people coming in because of the transformation that God had done in their life and marriage and family. And, of course, they are now, you know, counseling others. So, you know, it can be couples, it can be individuals, and normally the individuals that that we've had on site, some of those individuals have, very few of them, I might add, have not been able to get certified, but those who came and were serious and engaged the process, they were able to get certified. But we'll do that with individuals or couples. And from our experience, those who have come to us, God have given them a burden and a passion because of what we're experiencing. As you opened up and said very well, Pastor Thibodeau, about the fact that, you know, marriage and the family is under severe attack. you know, in our nation, and for that, you know, fact, you know, many places throughout the world.
Yeah, amen. Unfortunately, amen.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. This certification will allow basically new counselors to set up a marriage counseling service of their own through their ministry or whatever, correct? I think you alluded to that a minute ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And how can a couple, whether newlyweds or a couple that's been married for years and years, how can they secure the blessings of God in their marriage?
You know what? I'm really glad you asked that question. But just before we do that, there was something that you said on the heels of that last question that prompted me to say this. The individuals, a couple that come through and get the certification, some of them, like I say, they just needed it for themselves personally. Others, you know, they minister to family members, you know, and they're not actually setting up a formal, if you will, counseling, you know, ministry or something like that.
Right.
But then there are others, you know, who are either seminary trained or either, you know, have some type of experience or in-depth calling, you know, in that regard and respect, and they take it to the next level. We leave that up to the Lord and the Holy Spirit. We don't try to dictate, if you will, what outcomes are.
Okay. Amen. Amen. That's good. So how can a couple secure the blessings of God in their marriage?
Well, Proverbs 18:22, you know, clearly says that if a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and he obtains the favor of the Lord. And one of the things that we focus on in our counseling, which we do that here locally in the community that we serve, we get referrals from the courts and DA's office, sheriff's office, police department, you name it. We get referrals where people are being directed to us, so we have the privilege to counsel them. But the main thing that we communicate is that every person, every male, is not a husband. Right. It's not intended to be a husband, nor is every female a wife and intended to be a wife, because those are very unique and distinct roles that God has given. And everyone either does not have that mindset, nor is everyone committed, if you will, to the buy-in of that encompasses. It's kind of like, you know, I'm pretty sure there's some elite politicians who would love to be president, but they don't want what goes along with it.
Amen. I don't blame them. I wouldn't want it either.
You know, there's a lot of scrutiny and a lot of, I mean, my goodness, I can only imagine. You want to talk about a hot seat. So I'm just saying, not everybody is geared toward that. But the majority of individuals, I would assess, indeed, you know, can be geared toward that, should be geared toward that, and just simply needs to be, you know, informed as relates to the Word of God. But that's what we focus on first. But it says that if a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and obtains the favor of the Lord. And so I elaborated on that and prefaced that statement because he needs to find a wife, not just a woman.
Amen. That's right. There is a difference.
And that wife needs to be someone who understands that biblical role and the concept of that God has created in for the woman of God in her leadership role to undergird a husband, strengthen him, enable him, just as the matter of fact, the word that God used there for helper is the same English word that was used in the New Testament for the Holy Spirit. He tells him, another comforter. Some translations use the word helper.
Yeah.
And Amen. For the Holy Spirit. And so that word helper from in the English, you know, coming out of the Greek where it was used in the New Testament means a paraclete, someone who comes alongside and who helps and enables and who strengthens and empowers. And that's a perfect depiction, an excellent depiction of who the woman of God is. And the man of God has to know what he's looking for. And I want to elaborate on that point.
Okay.
If the person does not know, and there are some men, and we found this out through our counseling, through our certification process, there are some men who doesn't, well, the women don't know their role, their leadership role, and or their identity mm-hmm. as a woman of God and as a wife. And there are men who doesn't know that role nor the identity of the woman of God as it relates to her being a wife. And it's kind of like an individual. If you've got a man who is somewhere on the planet in the jungle and doesn't know the light of day concerning civilization, and a plane came by and a suitcase fell out of it with millions upon millions of dollars and burst open when it hit the ground. I mean, and he comes across it because he doesn't know what he has. This man has never seen the light of day of civilization. He's mad that it's in his path and in his way. You know, he's liable to take it and either use it for fire.
As they use it for kindling.
Yeah, throw it in the wood, or maybe think it's bathroom tissue.
Yep.
You know, so
yeah.
the point of it is, when a person doesn't know what they have, they don't know how to maximize
the resource.
And what we found out through our counseling is that so many women don't know their identity in the Lord, and so many men don't know it. And so as a result of that, the maximization of the resources is minor and minimum at best.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a person doesn't know what they have, they're destined to either misuse on one end or abuse on the other end. And that's what we find in so many situations throughout the counseling that we've done. And so when that man finds that wife, he obtains the favor of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so the favor comes with the marriage when the man of God has, when he's aligned with God and he's obtained the woman of God who's aligned with God, who's coming along in that role, the favor of God flows with that. Just as with anything in life, when we obey the Lord, the blessings flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of the blessings that that began with and in marriage. Not to mention the family that is produced from that, because that is what the whole idea of the marriage, that it would produce generations.
Yeah.
I think Proverbs 13:22 articulates that a good man will lay up an inheritance for his children and his children's children.
Mm-hmm.
So the blessings of marriage flow throughout generations.
Yeah.
You know, spiritually, financially, economically, you know, in every way, the blessings flow, and it brings about security for the marriage, for the family, and for the generations. In fact, Proverbs 31, verse 10, when Solomon's mother was outlining for him what he needed to look for in a wife, she said that an excellent wife. She was describing, if you will, praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Yeah, because she was telling him as a king what he needed in a queen,
mm-hmm.
you know, as it relates to the woman of God who was beside him and who was to anchor him in life. And she said, an excellent wife, who can find? And I really like that phraseology, if you will, from Scripture, because the truth of it is that apart from God and the leading of His Holy Spirit, a man is not going to be able to find an excellent wife. The word excellent out of the Hebrew literally translates, the word there is the word chayil, C-H-A-Y-I-L, and it translates strength, army, and wealth.
Mm.
So an excellent wife is strength to her husband. She is an army. Because she's not only going to be at his side herself, but she's going to produce children. He literally has a standing army when he has a woman of God at his side. And she produces wealth and brings wealth. So when the marriage is what God ordained it to be, the blessings will flow in every regard, in every aspect.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Let's shift gears here just slightly. How does an effective, successful biblical marriage, how does that impact society?
Okay. Wow. In every way.
Yeah, be a little bit more specific.
Well, I'm going to give you large categories, and then we can get into the in-depth aspects, and I'm going to let Pastor Giles chime in anywhere she wants to.
Okay.
She's signaling me to go ahead. All right. So, first and foremost, the marriage is going to bring about the family. Pastor Tony Evans said years ago in Atlanta, Georgia, at a pastor's conference, he said that when the family is broken, so is the church. If the church is broken, so is the community. If the community is broken, so is the city, county, state, and the nation.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I've not found but one situation where I could probably add to what Pastor Evans said and modify and tweak it. And I would probably say that if I had to rephrase that statement, I would add one thing, and that is the marriage, because the marriage exists before the family. Mm. Now, those are two different distinct institutions that one produces the other. So when the marriage is broken, the family is broken.
Yeah.
And when the family is broken, then the church, the county, or the community, county, city, county, state, and nation. And the reason why I emphasize that is because so many times the marriage is just morphed into some spot on the wall within the family setting, when in effect, it's the total different institution in and of itself. Matter of fact, it is the first institution that God established, not the church.
It is
the marriage. Yep. And so if that institution isn't given the attention that it deserves, and it's just kind of thrown in and blended in to say, okay, this is the family. No, that institution has certain rules. Like I said, there's leadership roles for the husband and for the wife, and that produces, if you will, or morphs into the next institution, which is that of the family. Mm-hmm. And so from that, we're able to produce a stronger society as a people. When we think about this and that statement concerning societal impact, if one went to the website or did research through the Center for Disease Control, they track families. They're based in Atlanta, Georgia. They track families. And you would say, well, Center for Disease Control, you wouldn't think that at the very heart of it would be family.
Yeah.
Well, what they've learned is that if the instabilities of the family produces disease.
Yeah.
It not only affects the psychological health and physical health, it impacts the economical and financial health and wealth. Mm-hmm. And literally they're able to track where there's broken families, there's increase in poverty.
Mm.
Yeah, poverty is accentuated where the marriage has been broken, where the family is broken. Right now here in the United States, you can pull it up on any website you choose, Google it, track it down. I mean, whatever. Right now, there's a mental health crisis in this nation.
Yeah.
And that's where there's all kind of psychological disorders. As a direct result of a breakdown in the marriage institution and in the family.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
It is, God intended that to be a place of strength and stability, and to not only strengthen that institution of marriage and the institution of the family, but also that of the community.
Yeah,
of the
amen.
Community, the city, county, state, and nation. And those the people of God, and we can look throughout Scripture when they obeyed God and when they honored God through the laws of God that were outlined. If we go back to the Levitical laws concerning marriage, concerning family, all of those things were there for a reason. It strengthened the nation. It strengthened the people. It made them stronger. When they went against the laws of God and did not honor the word of God, they were weaker as a nation. Their enemies exploited them, ultimately in two different instances. They went into bondage as a people because they left the safety and strength and stability of God and his word.
Amen. Oh, folks, this is Pastor Bob again. Glory to God. We are all out of time again today. It seems like time just goes so fast when I'm in the middle of an interview, especially with someone as interesting as Apostle Ken and Pastor Sheila Giles. You know, they are from the Lincoln Bible Church in Houston, Texas. They have their ministry with marriage and family ministry, where they're talking about this certification program that you can have and be make this part of your church, part of your ministry. You don't even have to have a church. You can just make it part of your personal ministry and to other couples. And this is something that is so needful in today's society. Now, we're going to come back and conclude this interview tomorrow. You need to come back and catch the end of this interview because it just gets even better. So till tomorrow, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with FaithCasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the FaithCasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. FaithCasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a FaithCaster. FaithCasters, your voice, your platform, your success.